Now, you mentioned you used to mention steers. Were you talking about cattle there?
Or? Steers was, you know, cattle, cows and heifers and females.
Mm-hmm.
I only had a bull that's run to breed to. It's called a bull. Well, a steer is a bull calf that's been castrated, you know. And steers out of.
I see. I wondered if you sometimes they used they before they use horses so much. For hauling things and for plowing, as a matter of fact. Do you remember?
Well, as far back as I remember, they've had cattle and horses too.
Didn't they use oxen here? Before World War I. Oxen,
yeah, I guess they played out not far from that time, you know.
Isn't that what drew them?
Back when I was a boy, though, before World War I, I was just barely missed that. Well, I was old enough to go to the Army, but they didn't take me. I took pneumonia fever and like to die, and I never passed examination.
Uh-huh. What did you have?
I had pneumonia fever, you know. I was logging over here in the wintertime. I took pneumonia fever. They turned me down and didn't take me. Had a bad lung.
Uh-huh.
But people had them years. So a lot of people, you know, would take them cattle and from hillside and land, and they'd put collar on them, plow them. And a fellow used to live here close to us, and they'd rent him a hilly land over here, and he'd get down a little coat to his daddy and get a yoke steer, and one of them steers, he'd just take them and put harness on them like a horse, you know, and plow on steep ground. They could stand up for a horse, couldn't you know? A mule can stand up for a horse can't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And them yokes of cattle, they'd have some awful good cattle, they'd log with them, farm with them, anything
but
else. I've seen them plow with a big plow, you know, mm-hmm. turning plow.
Those weren't the same kind of animals, though, as milk cows. I mean, they were...
Well, milk cows are all the same breed, only the milk cows was cows and had calves and give milk, and the steers, they'd either make beef out of them or sell them, and they keep yoke cattle out of them.
I see. But they weren't different like oxen. I mean, you wouldn't...
They're just still the same kind of cattle we've got now, only different breeds. They're better bred cattle now, you know. People got better bulls and better bred cattle. These are just, you know, it's like I told you, people's cattle run out, and they might have a good cow that is a derm or a shorthorn or something, and have a calf by a Jersey bull or something like that. Well, that don't happen anymore because people keep their own cattle and their own bull, and they can raise a better grade of cattle. Some people's got Black Angus's, and some's got white faces, and some's got derms, and some one kind and some another, but everybody keeps their cattle in their own fields now and keeps their own bull, and they've keep a good grade of cattle.
I see.
Days you just had anything. You didn't know what your cow was going to have a cake.
Especially when you had the open range.
Yeah.
Did they stop the open range?
Well, I was back when I was just a boy. My granddad, he just took a fit about it, you know. Everybody's used to letting their cattle go out. I was just a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess that was back in the early born 1897, I'd say it happened about 1910 in the low teens somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember the time when men didn't like to use the word bull in the presence of women?
Oh yeah, but now and then they don't pay no attention.
What did they used to call them instead of?
They just call them a bull or females. Yeah. Females.
That's good. Did they do the same thing with horses? What do they call a male horse?
Well, a horse is just like cattle, you know. Now, they just keep horse for breeding purposes. They call him a stud horse.
Mm-hmm.
And an ordinary horse, just a workhorse or saddle horse or whatever you want to use him for.
And what female was?
They raised colts from them, and some of them were never breed, you know, just like a lot of other things.
Yeah. What do they call a female?
Mare.
Now, did they have a term that they used instead of saying stud in the presence of women?
Just studs, if I know, you never hear.
Okay.
They still in the farm papers, you know, and they advertise stud for such for breeding purposes, you know. They'd get mean too. Now, Jack, you could take a Jack, where you got your mules, you'd take a Jack and breed a mare to them, and you got a mule, you see. Then there was Jennies that belonged to the Jack side. You could take a Jenny and breed her to a horse and raise your mule, just vice versa there.
I see.
Just crossbreed.
Uh-huh.